Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. This is Bruce Hall. We're back from last week. Hey, I've been here for over an hour. I always get in early. You know, unlike a certain co-host that remains nameless and also remains, and I hope he's okay because I'd hate to be giving him a boatload of crap if he was in the hospital or hurt or something, but Roy G is missing, and we think we know why that he's missing. We think it's because Dana Holgorsen really let him and all the West Virginia Mountaineer fans down yesterday in a torrential downpour. And I mean, it wasn't a thunderstorm. It was the entire game. It was pouring down rain in Baltimore. They probably got 4 inches of rain during the game. Well, maybe at 2 inches. You know how men are with measuring inches. But anyway, you know, I'm going to tell you this right now. The University of Maryland, it's a good thing. This is why fans and alumni bases and even athletic directors to a certain point are full of it, because Randy Edsall came here from the University of Connecticut, and he was known as a great coach and, you know, did a great job at UConn, even though his overall record, I think, over a period of years was almost around 500, which tells you he's right in the middle of the road. He impressed enough people with his interview that he got the job. And then all of a sudden, University of Maryland, when they started losing ball games and people started leaving, student athletes, because they didn't, you know, they weren't one of his guys. And that happens in any organization. It happens in NCAA baseball. It happens even in wrestling. Wrestling is one of the few sports, really, where it doesn't matter how your politics are or whether the coach likes you or not, because if you walk out on a mat during wrestle-offs and beat the crap out of some kid that the coach loves, it doesn't matter. You wrestle. In football, it's not like that. In baseball, it's definitely not like that. But at the University of Maryland, Randy Edsall, they ran up a score of, even in that torrential downpour of, like, I want to say it was 37-6, the final. I stopped watching, and it was painful to watch, and I don't even like West Virginia. I hate Dana Holgorsen. I hope they fire him tomorrow. And I shouldn't say that, because Dana's got problems, Matt. I'm here with my boy Matt Lynch, who's going to be chiming in from time to time until I tell him to shut up.
Yeah, I'm really hoping Roy gets here, because I have my University of Maryland tabletop.
Right, yeah, we've got Roy. We're decked out in red and black here. We look like the guy that owns Kevin Plank, that owns part of the Ravens and owns I didn't realize this. He's a minority owner of the Ravens. Kevin Plank, the guy that used to play at the University of Maryland, who is the CEO of Under Armour. And if you notice, Under Armour's everywhere. I mean, all you got to do is go to Dick's Sporting Goods. I just plugged Dick's. God, what a terrible thing to say. I call that sporting goods store Dick's. Well, everybody that's there is not, you know, like that.
You could plug Modell's. Did you see this week?
Art Modell, I'll plug.
Did you see this week, what is his name? The lineman from the Redskins.
Which guy?
Kerrigan. Ryan Kerrigan. Ryan, did you see the video he did for at Modell's?
Well, you know, technically Ryan Kerrigan is a linebacker because they run the 3-4. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I did see it. And you know what? Kerrigan's
hilarious.
He's a good kid.
Hilarious. If you haven't seen it, we'll have to put a link.
Well, he's
up on the
smart.
Website.
I mean, Kerrigan went to Purdue, graduated in 3.5 years, I think. I mean, he was playing his senior year, I think, as a graduate student or something. I mean, he had already graduated. He's a smart kid, good kid. And I just made that up, but I'm probably right because I've seen the guy, and he's a really sharp dude. You know, the Redskins have some talent. Unfortunately, they can't put it all together, and I don't think today is going to be any different. We're going to talk about that later. What I'm going to get to right now, since we've got some people calling in today, and I'm not expecting Roy before, you know, 4 o'clock to get up because he probably is still drunk
after having to just kill the pain from watching that horrible. I'm going to tell you something.
He's sitting in front of his house with a broken leg or something. You know, something horrible happened to him. He's just like, I have got to get there early today. And
you know,
like, he's probably drunk.
You got to understand, you know, they play in the Big 12. Remember when Dana Holgorsen, a lot of people that listen to our show, I'm Bruce Hall, by the way. You're listening to my show, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. It's actually Matt's show, too. Matt's my producer. And, you know, we have a lot of fun on this show. 2 hours, you know, it goes by so fast, especially when I've got great people. Sean Salisbury is going to come on, give us his NFL picks the last segment. He's going to come on about 11:35, and we may just run right through that last little. It's going to be like a little one-minute break, but then we come back on, and we're out of here. I'm going. You're not going to believe this, Matt. And I've got an extra ticket. Well, I was going to give it to Roy, but there's no one in his seat right now. But I've got an extra ticket to the Redskins-Detroit Lions game. Now, one of my big releases, if you're in my sports service, and by the way, you can call 1-800-466-4748 anytime you want. Please don't ask me about my prostate relief, because evidently I have a number that's a lot like some super prostate formula that you can call, and these people are going, is this prostate relief? I went, not right now, it's not. I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. So anyway, the
how much are you paying?
Exactly. I should just get
I'll
their I should just
mouth.
Get their credit card number and run it until they figure it out. But and I am a merchant, American Express, Visa, MasterCard, whatever that other stupid one is where they supposedly pay you money for using your card. What is that?
Diners Club?
No, not Diners Club. There's only one N in that. It's Diners, not Dinners. But anyway, listen, before we break, how many minutes I got, Matt? I love doing this. We got 3 minutes. I'm going to get started on the Major League Baseball front. I want to talk about Major League Baseball because it's not over. And there's a lot of stuff going on right now. I have in front of me a newspaper, and I'm just going to use the Baltimore Sun sports page because they do such a great job. Houston's at Cleveland. Cleveland has to win. They're minus 230. Bedard's pitching for Houston. I'm passing on the game. That would be just like Eric Bedard. He's such a pain in the butt to beat them. Go, that's Rodney. Leave Rodney out of that. Chicago. I'm going to pass on that game. The Chicago White Sox are playing at Detroit. Anibal Sanchez is minus 290. He's going up against a guy named Johnson, who is not a bad pitcher, but he's not as good as Sanchez. Take Detroit today. Dickey's at Boston. Boston doesn't need the game. Dickey does need the game. I'm passing anyway. Baltimore is at Tampa Bay. Feldman, who they got from the Cubs, has pitched extremely well his last three starts. Tampa Bay has Romero, a lefty. That's Ricky Romero. They just activated him. I would say pass on the game. They both need the game. Baltimore needs it worse than Tampa Bay. Texas is at Kansas City. You got Ogando at Shields. Texas has to win this game. Shields hasn't pitched well his last three starts. Take the Texas Rangers. I won't say that very often, but they need the win to, you know, make the wild card, get the wild card in the West in the American League. Seattle's at the Los Angeles Angels. You got my big boy Hernandez. You know, this is amazing. I got to cut my phone off because I'm sitting here. I was so worried about Roy. I've been on the phone trying to find him everywhere. But I forgot to turn my phone off.
Just put it on vibrate. Here, hand it here.
I don't know how to vibrate anything. Hold on a second. You know, I'm not familiar with vibrators. Hold on a second. Sounds good. Okay, here you go, Matt. But you got to hand it back to me in a little while. I'm still doing baseball. If you guys got your pens and paper out, good. Oakland, you got to play them against Minnesota. Even though you're giving up 250, take Oakland today. They're at home. They're the only people that can play in that ballpark, which is being run with sewage. There's sewage everywhere. I mean, used sewage. They can't get rid of it. They've had a problem there. It really stinks down in the dugout areas. They need a new ballpark. They need a new city. Somebody help them, please. Cincinnati's at Pittsburgh. I would say pass because right now I don't know who to root for because they keep going back and forth, which is the worst thing that can happen for the Washington Nationals. The Nationals are 4.5 games back with like 8 to play, Matt. They got rained out last night. The Washington Nationals have a day-night doubleheader today. which is perfect because I had tickets last night. Now I can go at 7 after the Redskins game at 1 o'clock and have the perfect Sunday for a guy like me. I get to go watch the Redskins. I won't stay till the end of the game. I'll leave at the end of the third quarter. Then I'll go hang out over on Capitol Hill and end up going to the Nats game. And if they win this afternoon with Danny Heron pitching, and come back tonight with Steven Strasburg. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230, News Talk 1230, WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. The police just came to Matt's house, knocked on the door, and they had a guy with them. Basically, what did they say, Matt? They said, do you know this guy? He says that he's coming to do a radio show. Now, we're in a home.
They asked if I have pants that fit them.
Yeah. So. And it was Roy. And he was walking around outside, and he was just, didn't really know where he was. He was kind of, what do you call that when somebody's like that? Out of it. What's the word I'm looking for?
They said he was having an episode. He was bumming cigarettes from people.
Like the guy outside that I see from time to time. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm just happy Roy's okay.
That's all true.
I don't even care. I don't even care that you're late. I mean, you're just a typical kid as far as I'm concerned. You just have no respect at all for the clock. Never have. Never will. That's why you're self-employed. Except for the government job.
That's why I'm
He's
self-employed.
He's got a government job, and I'm guessing he doesn't show up 15 minutes late for his government job area. And that sound you hear is a Red Bull I have waiting for him. Yeah. And I don't want you drinking much of that Red Bull right now. Because
I'm gonna chug it.
You know what I want you doing? I want you to spend the next 5 minutes doing what you do, telling all your followers to turn us on.
That's right.
And I did a lot of that today. I was going over baseball. I'm going to finish by myself.
Get the dump button ready, by the way, guys.
No, that's not going to happen.
Because I am in a bad mood.
Well, I don't want you. We're not going to talk about West Virginia football. Hey, look at me. We're not going to talk about West Virginia football because almost everybody in the nation saw that game because there really weren't that many good games yesterday. But one of the games that was a horrible game. And you were right about the kid. The quarterback. Yeah. I mean, not only.
I hope he didn't play it. I hope he took my advice and didn't play it.
Are you kidding me?
All right, good.
Are you kidding me? I teased Maryland.
All right.
Because I figured that teaser was a lot better shot than even teasing West Virginia.
I had
the
under, so I hit that.
Well, you got lucky with that. Your team tried to screw you with that, too.
I guess I'm lucky Maryland didn't put up 53.
Well, you know what? If it hadn't been pouring like an inch per 30 minutes. The rain, they might have put up 50 because they were a lot faster than West Virginia, and they definitely hit a lot harder than they did. They just, to me, look like they don't have any. We got somebody on the phone. I bet it's Tony Mazur. Tony, is that you?
Oh, this is he.
Tony Mazur with WKRK. Tony, by the way, I went, you put something on Twitter that was an interview with you and another gentleman, and I listened to it last night. That was one of the best pieces I ever heard. You did like an hour on the Cleveland Browns. And it was phenomenal. It was really good.
It's on Yahoo Sports on the Yahoo Sports podcast. So I'll plug myself, and we do national stuff. But since both of us are from Cleveland, it's such a national story. Looking at they even had it on ESPN the other day how hopeless the Cleveland Browns are, and really, it's true.
it's totally true. It's so sad. And then not only is it, you know, let me just catch everybody up with this. If you've been in another world for the last week and you don't even pay attention to NFL football, you won't know what I'm talking about. But if you're an NFL fan and you found out that their number one draft choice, what was he, number three in the draft?
Last year, they traded up to get him.
They traded four. Yeah, Mike Holmgren. This is why Holmgren was so pissed. Mike Holmgren traded four or five guys in his draft, like the first, the second, the third, the fifth, or something, for this guy. And he's a great running back. There's no question. He's going to be very good. But a lot of people thought, why are they taking a running back so early? Well, you know, I kind of thought that too, but then I looked at who, you know, they had that really bad situation with Peyton Hillis. They got rid of him last year. So they needed a guy to hand a football off to. And, you know, they supposedly have this kid, Brandon Whedon, who is the answer from Oklahoma State, who's 30 years old. It was a baseball player that couldn't make it as a baseball player? Let me tell you something. Tony, you couldn't make this stuff up. You just couldn't make it up. Holmgren calls in this week, right, or does an interview with somebody from Cleveland? And
No, he's in Seattle. That's the best part. He rarely spoke to Cleveland media when he was here, but he'd gladly go out in Seattle because they knew they could ask him softball questions.
Yeah, but anyway, he says this is ridiculous. What are the messages they're sending to the fans? Blah, 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 blah. And here's the thing. That's not even enough of it. I mean, Cleveland today, I have bet my reputation against them today. I have Minnesota for 500 stars today because I just don't see Cleveland. Those guys are going to show up for the game, be looking at each other going, man, why are we even playing today, man? They don't want to win, you know? But anyway, Holmgren comes up and says all these horrible things, and I know about Holmgren. He's terrible. He never did the job. He's not even a good GM. He wasn't even a good GM in Seattle. Wasn't he the GM/coach in Seattle?
Yep.
And he was horrible. I mean, now don't get me wrong. The man can coach football. He's proven that. As a matter of fact, he's got his own tree. He's got his own tree with assistant coaches he's had that have assistant coach. But he's not a GM. All those guys think that they know something about recognizing talent, and they really don't. They know how to teach it. Do you know what I mean? So are you getting ready? Are you going to church? Don't jump, Tony. Don't jump. Are you on top of a ledge somewhere?
No, actually, I'm at Progressive Field watching the Indians that are kicking off in a little bit.
Hey, they haven't quit. They haven't quit. They may be winning Manager of the Year for their head coach. I mean, for their manager by being still in it at this point. What do you say about that?
Well, you know what's really interesting is one of the big topics, especially in Tampa. I don't know. It's not a really good sports town down there, but Cleveland's a good sports town. Yet, the Indians average 12,000 a game, recently.
Right.
And it's interesting because now the Browns season has kicked off, and the Browns play at 1, and the Indians play at 1. And for the last couple of weeks now, it's been, well, what are you watching? What are you paying attention to? And there's a narrative. It's like, well, you have a team that's contending for a playoff spot, yet there's 12,000 fans there, yet they sell out Cleveland Browns Stadium when you have this garbage team on the football field.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. But now they're starting to get a little bit of a buzz, and I think that has a lot to do with what the Browns have been doing. Basically just, crapping away, so to speak, the season. The Browns have basically given up after 2 weeks.
Tony,
you're right. Teddy Bridgewater, whoever it is.
They're going to get him, or they're going to get the kid from Texas A&M, who I watched a little bit of yesterday, and he's really good.
Man.
He's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's as good as Bridgewater. Bridgewater can throw it, man. Bridgewater reminds me of E.J. Manuel, only he's a little quicker and he's a little stronger. And to me, he looks like he's probably, a little better. Bridgewater may be the number one pick, and Manziel may be number two. And listen, Cleveland may have to trade two or three draft choices next year to go down. Now they've got draft choices to trade next year. They've still got a 1-2 and 2-3s. They could trade those probably, and maybe one other guy, maybe a 5 to get another number one. Would that be cool? Or just to go down one? Do you see them being that stupid to do that?
Oh, I have a feeling the Browns. Mike Lombardi.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's just funny to me.
It is. You have to see humor in it. Locally, they don't, but I do. Seriously, people around here take it so seriously, and they're like, "No. We got another first round pick for Trent Richardson. This is a good thing." And then you look at, but the problem is, you look at Mike Lombardi's track record, and you go, "Well, the last guy he ever chose before he got fired was DeMarcus Russell." What kind of talent evaluator is that? And Mike Lombardi was the GM in Cleveland at one time.
Right.
And just horribly. He was terrible in Cleveland. He was terrible everywhere he's gone. The best thing he's ever done with his career was go to NFL Network.
He was good on there. He was actually very good on NFL Network. Yeah.
Well, people didn't know his track record.
You know what the greatest part about Mike Lombardi coming to the Browns is? On NFL Network, he ripped the Browns for picking Brandon Weeden. And yet, who is his starting quarterback? Even though he's hurt right now, but what situation did he get into? Why Brandon Weeden? So clearly, Joe Banner Jimmy Haslam, which I don't even know.
Is he in jail? Is he going to go to jail, or is somebody underneath him going to jail?
This is an Enron thing. This is going to take a long time. And there are,
it's kind of like Congress and the Senate, you mean? It's kind of like politics?
Yeah, exactly.
If you got enough money, you never go to court. You die of old age first.
We're at the point now with Brown fans that they're ticked off. They're 0-2. They're looking at 0-3 today. It doesn't even matter who they face. They're probably going to lose today. You have Willis McGahee, which, by the way, the local topic around here is, well, hey, we got a two-time Pro Bowler at running back.
He's 32 and has had five surgeries.
Is he really 32?
Yeah.
I feel like he's 60.
No, he's 32. He might even be 31 still. I'm not sure. He's one of those. He's 31 or 32 and a great football player. But he injured his knee again last year.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, you're not getting anything from him. And you know what the greatest part about this was? They talked to Willis McGahee, and they contacted him before Richardson was traded. They contacted him about a week ago now. And he's like, hey, I'm going to play alongside Trent Richardson. And he found out, like, a buddy of his called and said, hey, did you know that Trent Richardson got traded? And you may have seen this, but Richardson was listening to the station I work at, 92.3. What happened was, he's sitting at home. We broke the news. Well, I don't know who broke the news. I don't know. It was Adam Schefter broke the news, and we went on the air and talked about it. And it was one of his buddies called up and said, hey, sorry to hear you're leaving town. And he's like, what are you talking about? Just turn on the radio.
He didn't know. Nobody had told him. Nobody told him.
He got traded. His agent didn't tell him that he got traded.
Wasn't Joe Banner out of town? He wasn't even in town, was he?
I think
Banner was out of town, and I'm pretty sure the coach knew, but he wasn't sure if they had pulled the trigger on it. Now, it didn't take long. Let me tell you how I found out about it. Twitter. And you know who told me?
You found out about the same way that Trent Richard found
out about it. Yeah, but you know who broke the news first? It was the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. He was
Ursay.
I love Jimmy Ursay. Jimmy Ursay will tweet you at 4 a.m. and tell you the dragons are flying past his face. I mean, the guy's doing a hit of LSD at 4 o'clock in the morning and talking about playing golf the next day, but he shares it with everybody. You know what I mean? He's never said that, but I've always thought Jimmy did a little too much partying in the 60s.
He may have tweeted
Allegedly. In the 60s, he got a hold of some saccharin tablets, and that, there's no question about that. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Tony Mazur at WKRK in Cleveland's on the line with Roy and I right now. Hey, Tony, listen, obviously Cleveland is not playing for this year. Yeah. If as a team, Tony, and you've been around these guys and seen the way they act in the past when they're let down, because this has got to be a letdown for the entire team to give one of your best players away. And, you know, I look for them to trade that good corner they've got. I look for them to trade maybe the offensive lineman that
just
I like so much.
Yeah,
why not just clean house?
Go to
there
Las
are
Vegas
so many people
something.
That need offensive linemen. Can't they give them? Is it Mac that's the good kid or? Who's the offensive lineman?
It's Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas.
By the way, Joe Thomas got picked in one draft, I think, before Adrian Peterson, right? But Joe Thomas was a good pick. As a matter of fact, that's one of the few good picks.
He got picked before Adrian Peterson?
Yes, he did. I was reading an article on it. Tony might have written an
to
article.
Be fair,
I read so much stuff, Tony, that you were involved with this weekend. I feel like I'm becoming a Cleveland Brown expert.
To be
I
fair, really though, Adrian and Peterson
I,
had
and
a
And I apologize for that.
Yeah, but anyway, now that sounds good. So I've got Minnesota minus the points today. Am I safe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. Brian Hoyer is the starting quarterback today.
Who's
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, who is the starting quarterback? Who is it?
Steny Hoyer.
Right.
I don't know who that is.
It's Brian Hoyer. Steny Hoyer's in Congress. He's a piece of crap.
Well, probably so is this quarterback.
Well, this kid needs to run for Congress. Hey, you know what? That's what Heath Schuler did, and he served four terms, and now he still sucks.
So what's wrong with Jason Campbell, Tony?
Yeah, what is the deal? Why even have a kid like Campbell who can actually move you down the field and probably understand what's going on the field? Oh, I understand.
Is he hurt?
They're trying to build – well, listen, first of all, Lombardi loves this kid Hoyer, right? He loves him.
Yeah. And basically, there are two reasons why I think Jason Campbell is not starting. One, because they're tanking the season, and they think that Brian Hoyer gives them the best chance to lose. Second,
you know, why wouldn't you? They just gave away Trent Richardson. They didn't give him away. They're going to get a 20th pick for him or something.
That's a good pick, though.
Yeah, 20th pick's better than you 21st get, pick. You know, but it ain't Trent Richardson.
Nobody for that.
No.
It ain't Trent Richardson. Hey, Tony, we'll be back in a minute, okay? Hey, you're sure, listening.
I got to let you guys go, but I got to get back to work.
No, it sounds good, buddy. Thanks Don't for work. Coming on. So we're safe. I'm safe releasing the Minnesota Vikings today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a great weekend, Tony. We'll talk to you soon.
Kicker,
all right, buddy.
See you, Tony.
Tony Mazur, WKRK in Cleveland, not Cincinnati. And I'm Bruce Hall. Roy Edwards did make it here. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to the Roy Sadness Hour here at WFAS.
Hey, we're not going to spend too much. Hey, pull up NCAAs.
That's like the last thing that I want to do.
Real quick. I owe this to our fans because we have been on fire every Sunday we go on.
We've
been on fire. I'm going to pick up National League. I stopped at the Mets at Philly. You got to take Cliff Lee. The number's ridiculous. It's 200, and it's Philly, but it's Cliff Lee. And by the way, Cliff Lee set a National League record. He became the first pitcher last start to ever have 3 hits, 4 RBIs, and win the game and pitch a complete game. First time it's ever happened. And I'm taking Cliff Lee again. Philadelphia, it's one of the few times you'll ever. And it's against the Mets. I'm sorry, New York, but the Mets are still the Mets. Miami's at Washington. Take Danny Heron. They still have a reason to win. Flynn, by the way, has no chance. He's a left-hander coming into a right-handed lineup. They're going to crush him unless Dan Heron gives up 10 runs in one inning, which he's capable of doing occasionally. Yeah. But I don't think he's going to do it today. That, by the way, that's a day-night doubleheader in D.C. Strasburg pitches at 7 o'clock tonight. You got Atlanta at Chicago Cubs. Who cares? Okay, because Atlanta has won. They're out in front. Atlanta is by 8 games. It's pretty much over. It is over. They've clinched. They have clinched. Atlanta, they clinched today if they win a game.
Well, it's
or if Washington loses a game. Yeah. But
it's a 1-game elimination. But I mean, come on, now.
It's ridiculous. But here's the deal: Atlanta, Chicago, pass. Arizona, Colorado. I'm passing on that too because Michael Kadire's not playing for Colorado, and Arizona doesn't play that well on the road. Greinke is pitching in San Diego. I would normally say take the Dodgers, but they're not playing guys right now. They're resting people. Don't play that game if they're not going to play the starters. St. Louis. This is the one play I like in the National League. Kelly over Peralta. Peralta did a drug suspension. He sucks. Lately, Kelly hasn't been much better, but actually, they both pitched well recently, but you got to take Kelly. I'm taking him. He's minus 150. That's probably the best play on the board, except maybe Detroit, because Detroit is trying to win. The interleague game, San Francisco, New York. San Francisco they beat the Mets 2 out of 3, but they've lost 2 straight to the Yankees. Andy Pettitte, this is his final game as a Yankee, from what I understand, at home. Huh. He's retiring for the third time. Yeah. Until he starts taking steroids again and gets away with it. Yeah. Throwing against this guy, Petit, that's his name, who pitches for San Francisco, I'm passing on the game. Roy, let's talk NCAA football. Now, you got to see one phenomenal game.
I was in the rain there, and that heck of a game.
Did you get to see scores of other games on the scoreboard at least?
I'm looking now.
No, I mean while you were at the game, so you weren't completely wasting your time.
In between the complete blowout and rain, I got to see a lot of advertisements for Under Armour and their really cool helmets.
Well,
they're all hand-painted, by the way.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, we're really cool. And you can buy them, apparently, on the Maryland website, which
you can buy a
I
helmet.
Was told 100,
that's just what we need.
Times.
Can you wear them on a motorcycle in the state of Maryland?
Probably.
I think you can.
You can, probably. Yeah.
I think in Maryland, I don't think they even have any safety issues. You can wear you could wear your helmet from Little League, I think, in Maryland, and they can get away with
Maryland
it.
Maryland is the liberal state.
Listen, this is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy Edwards here, and we're going on and on. But let's do this. Let's start. If you got top 10 there?
I have the top 20. You want the rankings or
Yeah, well, I want to go over the big
scores. I have the top 25.
All right, go ahead.
Well, Clemson beat NC State on, I believe that was Thursday.
That was part of a three-team teaser I released on Friday. Oh, no, that was on Thursday because there was a football game. And remember?
I watched the Boise State game.
Listen,
which was great.
If you didn't have a three-team teaser on Thursday night, guess what? You didn't hit because they only scored, I want to say they scored 42 points total in the NFL game, and you had to have teased that down 10 points to win. Yeah. And
Kansas
I won.
City, yeah.
Yeah, I won by half a point. But I had the right side. We had Kansas City. Yeah. We had Kansas City straight up. The only loss I had all of Thursday, because I had Clemson, was the over. And that was, you know.
You had the Clemson over?
Yeah, but who thought? Did you see how Kansas City won that game? They just let, let Philadelphia beat themselves.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And that's really a good way to play football. And I was extremely impressed with Alex Smith and just the way
he's not losing games.
He will never throw the ball up for grabs like Michael Vick. Mm-hmm. He will never.
How happy do you think Andy Reid is?
How happy
he has a quarterback who doesn't want to turn the ball over.
Well, it's the first time he's had one in a long time.
In a very long time.
Well, you know what? Andy said at one time this year that while he was in Philadelphia, they had talked about getting Alex Smith because he wasn't starting. Mm-hmm. You know, Alex Smith is, if you think about it, when Jimmy Harbaugh started him 2 years ago and he had that really good season and took him to the playoffs and did all that stuff, that was really his breakout year because the rest of the time he was struggling. Mm-hmm. And it was because he had six different offensive coordinators 6 years in a row, remember?
Yeah.
And first time he'd had two. Now he's going to have Andy for a long time. So he's just going to get better. Now what they need to do, because they weren't getting a lot of separation in that game, I'm handicapping and talking about the Philly-Kansas City game. Philadelphia's going nowhere. They got no defense, and their coach looked. If you looked at what's his name, Kelly?
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly before the game, he was nervous. Yeah. Andy looked. You know, Andy's been on that sideline, but he's never been on that sideline. He was on the opposite sideline.
Right.
And he still had to feel like he was comfortable. You know, he was very comfortable. And with no turnovers, he was extremely comfortable.
Right. I mean, when Vic's not throwing, I mean, he had thrown no interceptions through the first two games, so you knew something was coming. You didn't.
Well, he played the Redskin defense. Right. I mean, they don't even cover anybody.
You didn't know that five turnovers were coming, but you knew at least one was going to happen. You know,
like,
you're going to turn the ball over sooner or later. But and then the Eagles just couldn't respond about it.
Well,
I wrote a piece on it about how this is the same old Eagles team. Compared it to a old car. Okay, if you buy a crappy car and you put a new paint job on it, it's still going to run like a crappy car.
Exactly.
And that's the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, you can speed the offense up all you want, but at the end of the day, you still have a crappy team.
Well, you know what? It's also kind of like, I'm not going to talk about West Virginia. Let's let's do this. Okay, now who do you have now in the top 10? Uh-huh. What game do we want to talk about first? Let's talk about it real quick.
Well, I had Stanford game, so I guess that's a
good place to start. Game. Yeah. That was a good game. Stanford looked really good, and
Arizona State's a team that I actually like.
Yeah, what was the final on that?
That was 42-28.
Yeah,
Stanford won.
Yeah, and what was the total? Was like close to 70, wasn't it? 60 something.
I don't have it.
Oh, it should be on there. But anyway, don't worry about it. I'll pull mine up. But the other thing too, who's the other game we want to talk about? We're going to talk about top 10, and we're going to get on.
Well, LSU beat Auburn 35-21, which. This Auburn team is not the crappy Auburn team that's been, but
they played hard.
Yeah, I mean,
they
showed up.
LSU's not as good as everybody thinks this year.
Ohio State blew out Florida A&M as they should.
Well, but that was ridiculous.
Right.
But you know, Sean and I were talking. Sean Salisbury, by the way, will be on the last segment or two today. So tune us in at 11:30 if you want to hear Sean's picks in the NFL. He's going to come on and talk to us. But Sean and I were talking today, and the one thing we talked about is how embarrassing that is. I mean, it's just so.
Why are you playing Florida A&M?
Well, here's the thing.
Same with Alabama. Why are you playing Colorado State?
No, but think about this for a second. Just think. Colorado State is one of the few teams that has been played by. That's a Division I team, at least, and it's also a team that people have heard about, and they've been to bowl games before.
Yeah,
it's not Bethune-Cookman. You know, it's not.
It's not the beauty school of, you know, South Dakota.
Well, I called it Kenmore Junior High School because that's where I went and played football when I was in junior high school. And to be honest with you, it didn't matter who they ran up against. The thing I like about what Alabama did yesterday is they didn't try to run the score up. It was kind of close. They worked on their running game a little bit. They really didn't throw the ball that much like they usually do. And at least when that team goes home, they can say, you know what, we hung with Alabama pretty damn good.
31-6. I mean, you're supposed to get blown out.
But they didn't care, which leads me to believe like the alumni were all over the other team.
Yeah. AJ McCarron got dumped this week by his girlfriend.
Oh, that's sad.
She is gorgeous.
Well, is that why he was yelling at all of his receivers?
Probably why he was so upset.
He was yelling at all of his receivers like they were running the wrong routes yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was just because of
he's
a girl.
Crying.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. 99 out of 100 times when a guy between the ages of 16 and 26 have problems, it's because of a girl. Yep. Period. And if you dads out there don't agree with me, you're not doing your sons any good. It's just the truth. You know, once you get over that incredible testosterone, you know, rush of the late teens and early 20s, you're fine. Because you find out that beer and football and basketball and everything else is a lot more important than what you have going on anyway. I'm Bruce Hall, and all I do is talk the truth on the show. And I look at you when I think about this, Roy.
Well, thanks.
Because, you know, you're 26 or 7?
27.
Yeah, see, I mean, Davis is going to be 24, my son,
in
November. I do love
football and beer, though.
Yes, you do. Well, you really love them both a lot. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you're looking good today.
Thanks. I feel terrible.
Well, you got a lot of... Well, can I tell you what? You got a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
It isn't like you got up at 7 like or 6:30 like I do and actually do some work.
Well, that's how much I love you, Bruce, is that... My internal clock knew to wake up today. My phone
is
dead.
Well, you know what? 5 days a week, you get up at 6, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 5 days a week, if you get up at 6, you can get up at 7.
I woke up and I was like, what time is it?
What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know.
All right, let's talk
before
about
midnight. I mean, I was in bed, you know.
Can we talk about some more Southeast Conference football? Because it's got to be. How about Florida? Who'd they play?
Florida played...
I saw Florida State.
Tennessee.
That was actually a pretty good game.
And they beat them 31-17.
Yeah, Tennessee's terrible.
Which this is the same week where Arian Foster came out and told everybody that he took money when he played
Tennessee.
Oh,
what a surprise. Yeah.
And he came out and said,
a great college athlete took money?
And he said that he is 100% held no punches about the NCAA and college football paying players. So it's another... And this time it's a marquee player coming out and saying that college football players should be paid.
And he is a volunteer. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. For Roy Edwards and Matt Lynch, we'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back in New York here at AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're running down our college recap, I guess, from the other day.
Yeah, from yesterday.
Did you have any other place other than the
Duke? Remember, and they covered by 1
Did
point.
They cover?
You know what the final of that was?
I don't know.
58 to 55.
Was it really?
58-55. Yeah, and they were never in the lead. They were always hustling to cover.
So Pitt won 58-55.
Yeah, that was my only play yesterday that I released.
So what was it? 4.5.
It was 4.
4?
It was 4 flat. Yeah, and they lost by 3.
Yeah.
Which saved me because I really thought they'd beat Pitt. Pitt has no defense, and Duke has David Cutcliffe, and they throw the ball.
Coach of the ACC.
And
coach
they're
of the
at home. Yeah, he was ACC Coach of the Year. He may
going
end up being
6-6, right?
Yeah, but you know what? That's the first time Duke's been 6-6 in a while.
Yeah, well, that's first.
Well, they're gonna get. You know what? If you're 6-6, you go to a bowl game, which is ridiculous.
When you texted me that about Duke, I literally thought it was a joke.
No,
I was like,
it's
ooh.
Not a joke. David Cutcliffe. Look, there's
I
only
put it
certain...
on my site as Bruce's pick.
I know. I saw
I didn't
that.
Want to put myself behind that.
Hey,
one.
Roy put like 7 asterisks next to it. By the way, this is not my pick.
Like,
did you win any? Which ones did you win?
Well, Michigan sucked. So you
had Michigan?
I had Michigan minus 18.5. I did have Stanford who covered. I had Virginia Tech who didn't. Yeah. I had the West Virginia under.
By the way, Marshall, They're better than Virginia Tech. They were lucky that they beat Marshall.
Marshall has a good offense, and I knew
they got a great quarterback.
I just kind of figured that Virginia Tech wasn't going to suck.
Well, if that kid catches that pass at the end, they're tied. Plus, it was a bad call, a no call on the pass interference. Mm-hmm. The guy tackled him twice. He just grabbed him twice, and his shirt came way out, and the umpire, the referee, who might have been the umpire, because one of the referees in football is called an umpire, but I think this was the back judge. He just looked at him.
Yeah.
He didn't throw a flag. He didn't do, I think he just wanted to get the hell out of the rain, because it poured the entire game, and it couldn't have been warm up there in Blacksburg. It was probably 55, 60 degrees.
Yeah, no, it's always cold.
Was it cold in Baltimore in the rain?
I mean, I was sitting there, you know, and it was raining. And
Roy was trying to sell his tickets on Twitter. It was funny.
He's trying. Nobody wanted to go to that game.
No. Well, it was pouring down rain where I was at.
I mean, there was actually a lot of WVU fans there.
Well, they travel. They're not going to travel much longer if Dana doesn't get it together.
I'm pretty sure I lost a lot of Twitter followers yesterday after that game because I was mad. I started the hashtag bring back Rich Rod. So a lot of people were very upset with me.
Well, you know what? Listen, somebody's got to be the good guy with Dana because we'll never get to interview him.
I mean,
because he knows I hate him.
I mean, come on, though. I mean, this is the third year into the program, okay? So now you have your guys.
Right.
You have your system.
Right.
And West Virginia sucks, man.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Maryland's not good.
All right, let's talk about it. Can we do this?
Well, actually,
Maryland will be a top 20 after this week.
Well, they'll be. Well,
they're like 4-0, right?
Nobody wants to be in the top 25, apparently. Well, everybody just keeps losing.
Now they're not considered Big Ten until next year in football.
Yeah,
that's right. So they're still ACC, right?
Yeah. So they still suck.
Even though Coach K won't play Maryland in basketball because he's such a baby.
He came out and he said, hey, I will not schedule Maryland.
You know what?
I'm from ACC.
What a baby.
He is a baby.
And by the way, fix your nose. You are one ugly dude.
Great coach, though.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
I do like
it. It doesn't have anything to do with the way you look being a coach. Look at me. Look how handsome I am.
I actually like Coach K. But screw dude.
I don't like him when he's – yeah, but I don't like him – yeah, but you wouldn't like him if you had to coach against him because he gets the call every time because he cries so much.
That's how he got the stadium – he got the court and stadium named after him.
Well, I
got to
tell you, there's not many campuses anywhere where you go and they've camped out for weeks to get tickets.
That is cool.
That's ridiculous.
I do want to do that.
Only a bunch of liberal kids would do that. You know, they're just – and they don't even know how to camp. I mean, nobody ever took them camping. They're not in the boys.
That's why they camp outside of electricity.
They don't know how to do it. They definitely don't. Hey,
how would we go to the bathroom?
Bring me up another. How about Texas A&M? What was the final of that score?
Texas A&M. They won very easily, 42-13. They beat SMU and Johnny Football. He continues to look good. I really like Johnny Football.
I do too.
I'm one of those. You know,
he didn't do anything yesterday that embarrassed anybody.
I think he's a great quarterback. The thing to me is, if you're the Cleveland Browns, and you have the number one overall pick.
If I'm the Cleveland Browns, I'm on suicide watch.
You probably do have the number one pick going forward. You're in a battle right now with the Jacksonville Jaguars to see who sucks.
Oh, that's not going to be much of a battle.
Well, I don't,
and by the way, my NFL pick of the year has something to do with the Jacksonville Jaguars today.
I mean,
I'm just going to say that.
Who sucks more?
I'm just going to say that now, that my NFL pick of the year has something to do with the Jacksonville Jaguars today, and it's not the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Have the Browns scored a touchdown this year? I don't know if they have.
Is that a yes or a no, Matt? Are you trying to get – you know what? I don't – yeah, I think they've scored once. Yeah,
They didn't score against the Ravens. And who did they play week one? I don't even know.
They ended up – well, week one, Cleveland played – I've got it right here. It was a loss. Oh, yeah, they scored a touchdown against Miami, and they scored it late, too. They lost 27-10 to Miami.
Jacksonville hasn't scored.
Well, Jacksonville doesn't have an offense or a quarterback or a running back. Well, they got Maurice Jones-Drew, but what it is it's smear the you-know-what with the ball. They just pitch him the ball, and 11 guys tackle him.
He's in the contract year, so you know he's gone.
They give lookout blocks.
You don't get...
You know what a lookout block is? It's when you turn around as a guard or a tackle, you go, look out!
There's no way in hell that Maurice Jones-Drew is coming back next year to Jacksonville. There's no way.
No, so he'll be a free. I got news for you. He'll have a lot of takers. You know what he's trying to do right now? Not get hurt. I'm telling you. If you're MJD, what are you thinking right now? I'm thinking injury-free year. That's very important, which means he's going, as soon as he gets hits, he's going down. Uh-huh. Wouldn't you go down? I would.
I wouldn't play for Jackson.
If my general, yeah.
Say, sorry, coach, I am I.
Well, we're going to have Ron, we're gonna have Ron Middleton on next week. Listen, if Jacksonville.
He's going to get the 17-week flu, isn't he?
Listen.
So, yeah, I'd pull a Peyton Hillis and get strep throat for 17 weeks.
When Jacksonville gets ready to play a game later in the season that they have a chance to win. You know, like
who is that though?
Well, they're going to win one or two.
Their
games.
Only chance was
we're
going to
have we're going to have their tight end coach on. Ron will get on the, and we'll talk about the upside of Jacksonville, and then we'll attack them verbally. Hey, give me another college
upside,
game.
The upside of Jacksonville. Hey, listen, I guess it's that you're in Florida. Upside of Jacksonville?
No, we did Florida. No. Well, it's not really Florida. It's South Georgia.
Yeah, I mean,
and
where?
You're in Jacksonville. Hey, but the University of North Florida's here, and they got a great college baseball team.
Well, that's a plus.
Well, and plus there's golf courses everywhere.
That is a plus.
It's like 20 minutes from where the Island Green is. Yeah. On that PGA.
I mean, Jacksonville.
Tour.
It's going to be a race between Cleveland and Jacksonville to see who gets the bid to move to L.A. or Las Vegas. That's what they're playing for.
Hey, Tulane get beat? But Tulane might have the worst team in the country.
Tulane
got squashed by somebody that isn't even that good. Was it Syracuse?
Oh well, Syracuse is terrible. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 52-17.
Hey, for all you Syracuse alum out there, you won a game. Congratulations.
And you won it convincingly. Yeah.
Yeah, what was it, 47-10?
52-17.
You got to love that.
So that's a good game.
Hey, you know what? So right now, all my NCAA guys, if they follow the Bruce Hall guide to betting, just play against Tulane until they cover. And then you wait a couple of weeks and play against them again. East Carolina was off this week.
Your boys.
Yeah, they played.
Well, that's because it was Pirate Day earlier.
Pirate Day, and they
it's a national holiday down there.
Well, let me tell you what happened. They ended up setting a Guinness Book of World Record number of people dressed up like a pirate in the world.
Good for you, ECU.
Well, I mean, we're known for something. You know, we're going to be known for having a varsity wrestling team, if I have anything to say about it, in the next few years, because our club team's doing great. We have an athletic director that actually has testicles. He's a great guy, and Terry Holland's long gone, who a lot of people argue didn't know how to coach basketball either, but he's gone, and hopefully East Carolina will come back. Division I. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to Jordan Burroughs, who is a world champion at his weight class for the USA team. They had three guys wrestling for bronze, but Jordan Burroughs has never lost an Olympic or a world match ever.
Cool.
He's like 35-0. He's unbelievable.
Have you seen that little kid who's a wrestler? The little kid with the mohawk, and he's like a national champion, something like that. Champion, and he's like 7 years old or something like that.
Well, I've seen.
I'll try and find the video.
I've seen the video.
Sick.
All he does is headlocks, though. See, little kids, if they get headlocked, their heads are much bigger than their bodies. They can't get off their back. Yeah, we didn't even used to let. You know, we had a thing when we coached little kids in wrestling. Mm-hmm. If they got pinned with a headlock, we let them actually finish the match. They could come back up and finish the match and do more. Now they lost the match, but we let them compete
because
you can't get off your back when your head's twice as big as the rest of your body. Think about it. I mean, we all end up growing into our heads, basically.
Sometimes.
I'm Bruce Hall, and I wear a size 8
Unless you're
Bruce,
you do not grow into that head.
All right, but you got any more good college scores for me? Roy, I'm trying to set you up here, but you're like...
I don't want to talk about the West Virginia
game. No, I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about somebody else.
Yeah, sure. Notre Dame beat Michigan State 17-13.
And MSU had the lead for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good win for Notre Dame. I mean,
That used to be the biggest... Listen, that was for the national championship that ended in a tie in 1966, and Bubba Smith from Police Academy was the defensive end. Bubba died a few years ago. But Bubba Smith... He was like one of the first defensive guys in the nation in college football to get all that accreditation. In other words, he was a very popular guy. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that it was 1966 and his name was Bubba.
I mean, great movie.
Bubba Kill. That's what we used to say. Bubba Kill!
Northwestern,
they won
35-21 over Maine, but they did not cover.
Well, they're not going to. You know, but do you know what they did?
And that
was that at Northwestern.
That was at Northwestern.
And do you know what they did? They purposefully didn't try to embarrass Maine. They probably got their second, third team guys in the second half, and they kept the score down. And that's exactly what these guys should do. But see, when you've got Ohio State, what's that scum sucking whatever his name is? What's his name?
Urban Meyer, right?
Yeah, I don't like him anymore. Yeah, the guy.
76-0
Yeah, 76-0 I'm impressed, Urban. Hey, I got an idea.
You
got
to do that, though, if you're Ohio State, because you don't play anybody this year. You play Northwestern. I would be terrified. If I'm Ohio State, I would be terrified of Northwestern.
Northwestern's going to beat them.
I've been talking about Northwestern all year.
I hope they beat them. Don't you think the officials hope they beat them, too?
Yeah.
Look at me.
The reason why I brought up Northwestern,
don't you think the officials hope they beat them?
Oh, absolutely.
I know.
Nobody likes Ohio
State. I can't wait for that game.
But the reason why I brought up Northwestern is they didn't cover, and that's big news because going into this game, they were 12-1 against the spread going back to last year.
Well, generally speaking, playing Maine, who is barely a Division I foe, what was that line, 18, 18 and a half?
I mean, it was up there, yeah.
It should have been like 30 because you got a big 12 team playing. Maine is in the Yankee Conference.
Yeah.
They're with like New Hampshire and Vermont.
So, that's a good thing if you're
I think Navy's in that conference.
If you follow Northwestern very closely like I do because you knew that they were 12-1 going into this game against the spread, then maybe this will bring those spreads that were starting to climb up, maybe they'll bring them back down a little bit, and Northwestern can get back on another roll.
You know what? I'm really hoping that they do.
How about Baylor, though?
Oh, can I tell you what?
70-7
Hey, Robert Griffin. This guy's better than you. This guy...
He's going to break his records.
Let me tell you, he's going to get drafted as high as Robert Griffin. He is. Trust me. Maybe. I watched this kid play.
The Browns might take him.
They should. They should keep him. They could have had Robert Griffin.
I was just about to say,
did you hear what they did?
How sad do you think they are?
Do you know what they did? They lowballed the Rams. If they don't lowball the Rams, they've got Robert Griffin. Of course, then they've got his injuries,
well,
too. But
I mean, Redskins went all in.
Well, yeah, they did. They gave him, what, three first-round draft choices?
They were like, take everything.
A second-rounder.
What do you need?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because we need a quarterback, and we want this quarterback.
Who
was the guy that they did? Oh, Andrew Luck. God. In a lot of ways, I wish we had Andrew Luck.
He's a good pocket passer.
And you know what else he is? He's a good kid.
How lucky are you? If you're the Indianapolis Colts, you went from Peyton to freaking
Andrew Luck,
man.
And you know what? They may have two quarterbacks
Luckiest
over
franchise a, in America.
They may have two quarterbacks over a period of like 25 years.
Right.
We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're
going... Ed Reed's 8 minutes ago, we got word Ed Reed is starting.
So Ed Reed will start in his first trip back to Baltimore since being drafted by the team.
All right, let's get started on our NFL picks because this is what people call about. And by the way, if you want to keep up with me, go to NH Bowl. N as in Nancy, H as in Harvey, BOWL.com, NHBowl.com. National Handicappers, I compete in it. I couldn't even tell you what my record is and my numbers. I'm about 500 right now, probably. But it's going to be a great week this week. I got a feeling. I've got some good plays this week.
And, I'm 73% in overs.
Well, you know, I don't even want to hear it because I never see your stuff until it's already happened.
Well,
so who's your pick today? Oh, that's right, Denver tomorrow. Denver is the one.
We have to play the music first.
No, I'm telling him so because you won't tell him.
Stay, guys. Denver Broncos.
By the way, we both hit homie Thursday night. We both had Kansas City.
Yes, we did.
And Kansas City didn't let us down. Didn't turn the ball over. Mike Vick still sucks. And Alex Smith didn't make any mistakes. And by the way, that Kansas City defense, they're a playoff defense. They can play. Let's go over it.
Sure.
All right. Let's start with...
First game, hit the thing.
Who you got?
First game here that I have is the San Diego Chargers +3 over the Tennessee Titans. The over-under here is 44.
All right, both teams, arrows pointing up. Chargers are getting better. They've got a new coach in town. I really like him. I like what he's doing with that team. Everybody likes what's going on with that team.
So he's better than North Turner.
Oh, geez. Is he better than North Turner? You know, does a bear, you know what I'm saying?
Does a bear do what bear things are?
What I think right now with this game is you take the over because both teams are going to score some points. San Diego is proving that they can move the football. They have some talent. Their defense is not that good. If you look, one of the greatest things, by the way, you handicappers out there, my amateur handicapper buddies out there that like to, you know, play for dinner or whatever.
Yeah, make your wives
better. Yeah, you know, play for a blouse or something like that, or you know, play strip. You have, handicapping.
That's the way that you have to do. You have to tell your wife that you'll buy them something. Oh, honey, I've been buying shoes.
I've been buying my wife stuff. But listen, if what you want to do is buy USA Today's, big special report that comes out. Their little USA Today. I don't even know what they call it, but it comes out on Wednesdays at all the newsstands, and you can get it sent to your house. But you're better off buying it on the newsstand because you can buy more than one, tear one completely apart, write all over it, then have one you can read. That's what I do. What it does is it gives you all their stats. You can basically sit there, see who they play, see who they have coming up, and it makes you a better handicapper. Buy that. Now, having said that, I think this game's going to go over the total, and I've got it over here somewhere. The total, I want to say, is only 44 points.
Yep.
Take the over 44. It's going to go over 44, no doubt about it.
I have over as well.
Yeah, I don't think either defense can stop the other team, and I'm pretty sure the weather's okay. So take the over. What's the next game?
Middle.
The next game is the Minnesota Vikings. I was surprised to even find a spread on this game. I thought for sure that the spread wasn't going to be there. But
are you crazy? It's Cleveland.
6.5.
It's 7.5.
Has it gone up?
7.5. And this isn't a straight cash, homie, but this is a 4-star play for me in the National Handicappers Bowl. I'm taking Adrian Peterson and the Vikings and them playing at their place against a very confused Cleveland Browns team, who is showing up there and are going to get the crap kicked out of them.
Who is the Cleveland running back? That should have been the number one question for Tony.
They're starting Steny Hoyer at quarterback.
And then they have...
His name isn't Steny Hoyer, but it's, you know, that's his nickname for Bruce
Hall. He doesn't even know what his name is.
You know what? He's not going to know what his name is after the first quarter, because one thing Minnesota does is they rush the passer. They have a Hall of Fame defensive lineman with some friends and some decent linebackers. The one thing that they don't do very well is they don't really... You know, they don't cover the pass all that well. But when you've got Adrian Peterson and you're controlling the ball 35 minutes a game, you don't really need to throw that much. You don't like Christian Ponder.
I
like Christian Ponder. I think he's fine. I think he's not going to – I mean, he's not going to be a top 10 quarterback ever.
I mean,
ever.
You don't need Christian Ponder.
Not when you've got a running back like that.
I mean, the Cleveland sucks.
Hey, I'm taking Minnesota -4. Let's go to -7.5 for 4 stars. Go to the next game.
Next up is the New England Patriots -7 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Under over here is 44.
Conspiracy theory. We need to have some kind of song when it's conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. Coming up,
X-Files
Bill
stuff.
Belichick and the head coach for Tampa Bay, Greg Schiano are in love. They're in love. They've practiced together. They've had scrimmages together. God knows what they've done together, these two guys. I love this music. And this is perfect.
It's my suggestion.
And so. I'm going to tell you, here's the thing. He doesn't even want to beat him. So is he going to cover? No. And by the way, New England isn't that good. They should have lost to the Jets. Let me repeat that. They should have lost to the Jets. Take Tampa Bay and the 7.5 points, which it is right now, and play them. Because I wouldn't be. Remember when I said that somebody in the East could win with 7 or 8 wins?
Yeah.
New England, right? Well, if New England thinks they're going to win 10 games anyway, he may give his bro, who he's in a bromance with, the game. Because, you know, if they go 0-3 in Tampa, he may be gone next week. He's not getting along with anybody. They're having player meetings. They're, you know, his quarterback misses the team photo. Josh, whatever his name is, the kid from Kansas State, who, you know, is one of these 6'6", 250-pound quarterbacks that can't find himself in the NFL. There's a guy at Virginia Tech like that. He barely beat.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He's not even a quarterback.
No, I understand.
Whatever his name, I don't even know his name.
Wilson.
Is that what his name?
No,
is?
No, I don't even care what his name is.
He was a tight end in high school. He's never played quarterback.
Well, you know, we're tangent Tom and everybody here, but listen to what I'm telling you. Take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus the points, because I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick is doing the same.
It was Pirate Week.
Next game, please.
Next up, we have the Houston Texans. We got Houston Texans.
Go.
Houston Texans, and the line here is -2.5.
Save that. You know what? Save that game. Will you put a circle around that with your nose, Roy? Thank you. Because Kenny Wyman is going to be calling in a minute. And when Kenny Wyman calls in, we're going to talk about that game because he, you know, has a show in Baltimore and he covers the Ravens. So,
and I will tell him the Ravens suck.
Well, yeah, but don't tell him that. I'd like him to call back.
The Ravens suck, Kenny. What'd
you know
say?
What? I think Kenny said that on his show before, so I don't think it's a big deal. What's the next game, please?
Next up, the Dallas Cowboys -4 against the St. Louis Rams.
I heard Rodney Harrison took Cowboys and Tony Romo. He loves Tony Romo, like you do. You love Tony Romo.
Like Tony Romo.
I do too, but I don't like this game. Do you like this game?
-4.
I like the other side. I kind of like them coming to Dallas because Dallas has some injuries. Romo's one of the injuries.
He doesn't have his ribs.
He has bad ribs, and I'm going to tell you, there are some guys on that defensive line for the St. Louis Rams.
And
one guy's name is Long.
What's his
name? Not Long Duck Dong.
Miles Austin's hurt too, right? Is he hurt?
He's hurt. And you know who else is hurt is your boy, the really good kid, Dez Bryant. Yeah, but it's an ankle. He's
on
fine.
My fantasy team.
He's
so
fine.
He better
though.
Play.
All right. Well, I'm going to pass on the game. What are you going to do?
I have the Cowboys -4, but I.
It's not one
of my top
players. All right. Next game. Matthew.
Next up, the New Orleans Saints -7 over the Arizona Cardinals. And that over under here is 48.5.
You know what? I have a good friend, Jess Root, who I'm not going to have him on this week because I didn't give him enough advanced notice.
Let's just call him now.
But I love him. He's in church. He's getting up and taking his little girls. He's got like 4 girls.
He better answer when Bruce Hall's second opinion calls.
But let me just say this. Jess has – I'm watching – you know who's back in town? The boys are back in town. Honey Badger and Patrick Peterson went to LSU, and they're back – there, and I think it's going to be a close game. I'm not taking them, but you know what I am taking? The over. It's 48.5. Take over. When you get the Saints less than 50, take them. For the first time, Roy, in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Eat your Danish, Roy. You won't feel so bad.
I feel terrible.
You know what? I've been sober 29 years, and I'm looking at you, and I'm having flashbacks. It's unbelievable.
It's not even like last night was... I mean, last night was rough because of West Virginia, but it, like... remember everything.
Can't you hit a button and it's like a baby crying or something? Hey, listen.
The smallest violin in the world.
Here is, let me just say this. We just talked about Arizona and New Orleans. When you got two of your best players on defense, defensive backs are coming back to their hometown. As a matter of fact, I saw a tweet. I tried to get Honey Badger on this morning and he never got back to me on Twitter. Daggone it. But, and a lot of times those rookies, they'll screw up and call you.
But I got to tell you, the that could go either way. Arizona could go into that dome, and I think if you have enough excitement on the offensive side of the ball, Larry Fitzgerald's got a bad hammy, but he's going to play. Unfortunately, playing on AstroTurf, and by the way, that's like playing on a floor, the Astrodome. It's a horrible, horrible surface. I don't think it's going to help. Let's go to the next game. What do you got, Roy? Did I scare you?
The Detroit Lions plus +2 over the Washington Redskins. Over under here is 49, and that was my pick.
Well,
this? No.
Are you taking Detroit?
The plus +2, I read it plus +2 on purpose because there's no way the Washington Redskins cover.
Well, Washington is minus -1 if you look at the lines today.
Oh, is it 1 now?
Yeah, they're minus -1. And the problem with that is going to be that they could win the game because Detroit is not playing Reggie Bush.
Are they not?
No, he's not starting. That was, of course, you would have known that, but the news of that came out before you were awake.
I just tweeted somebody to start him in there.
No, don't start him. Well, you better tweet him back. But
don't do that.
What I was saying is this is going to go over 50. I see Detroit scoring 24 points in the first half. We may get 10 to 14. It's going to be a 38-35 game. And 50, are you kidding me? It's beautiful outside. I'm going to the game. I'll be there till they cover. And as soon as the 50th point is scored in FedEx Field in that game, my butt is going down to Bull Feathers on Capitol Hill, and I'm watching the 4 o'clock games, and then I'm going to the Nats game and watching them win at 7:05. I'm just excited. My wife's...
What the heck, dude?
Royce, clean your act
up. I'm trying, all right? I'm trying.
Next up. Was that Roy or was that the thing? Go ahead.
Next game. Green Bay Packers, they are the underdog here.
All right, listen. When you hand...
By a point.
Yeah. No, it's 3.
Is it 3 now?
Yes, it's 3.
Well, the line's moving.
It's 3. Trust me, because, you know, I know.
So Cincinnati Bengals minus -3.
No, the Bengals are plus +3.
It's moved that much?
Roy, let me do this. They're plus +3. Here's the deal. You all don't. Right. First of all, this is a great value, period. Okay?
Well, on Thursday when I did the lines.
Well,
but
today is Sunday. And we kind of do the lines from Sunday.
I guess
go to Bovada. You should go to Bovada.
I guess I should pull up.
Yeah, but it's plus +3, and here's the deal. Cincinnati should be minus -3, minus -3.5, minus -4. This is a value, people. Now, Green Bay could easily beat them if they light it up and Cincinnati doesn't play the kind of defense they're capable of. But Cincinnati, to lose this game at home on their field, would have to play horribly. Green Bay is much better at home. They don't play that well on the road. And I'm telling you right now, if you watch the Steeler game this past week with Cincinnati, remember when it was 20-10?
Yeah.
They physically beat Pittsburgh up. They did. I mean, they were quicker, they were bigger, they were stronger on defense than the offense. Pittsburgh's offense isn't any good. Green Bay's is much better, but Green Bay isn't used to getting hit like this. Take Cincinnati plus the 3.5 or 4.
2.5 now.
All right, go, Matt. By the way, that's what we call a value. If I had set that line, I would have bet Cincinnati is the favorite, and we both think Cincinnati is going to win the North.
I thought they were. I mean, the line opened up at minus -1
Cincinnati. No, Green Bay is the favorite. Green Bay went all the way to 3.5. All right, who's up now?
Next up would be the New York Giants. That line is currently minus -1.5 of the Giants. Over-under is 47.
Yeah, I'd like to thank a couple of beat writers in New York for turning me over on this one. I really kind of just liked the over all week, and then all of a sudden I realized – 2 days ago, when I read an article that Coach Coughlin's brother died Monday after the game. He fell out of a he stepped out of a taxi by his house, tripped on something, hit his head on the curb. They kept him alive for 2 or 3 days, and he was in a coma, but there was no brain activity, and he died. And anytime you lose, I mean, I'm thinking that the New York Giants are going to get behind their coach in Carolina, where they're playing a Cam Newton, very average to below average team, who, by the way, lost Godfrey, their all-pro strong safety. He's out for the year. They lost him last week.
They're already in a rough secondary.
I see the game going over. I see New York winning. I see New York winning this game 31-21, something like that. And they're going to cover that over too. Take New York minus the one. That's where the number was this morning. Go ahead, Matthew.
The next game is the Miami Dolphins minus 2.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. The over-under here is 44.5.
You know what? This is a tough game to play. Is Miami for real? We don't know. I mean, they don't really look like it. But are they good enough at home to beat an Atlanta team who's extremely good in their dome, but not so good when they go on the road? This is a trap. Leave it alone. Don't take either team.
That's a trap.
Give me the next game, Matthew.
Next game would be the San Francisco 49ers minus 10 against the Indianapolis Colts. The over-under here is 46.5.
You got two great quarterbacks, two great young quarterbacks. Indianapolis is banged up. They're not protecting Andrew Luck worth a damn. Okay. Kaepernick, they're coming off of a loss, an embarrassing loss on the road again to Seattle. Look for this, in my opinion, that this is maybe the you know what? Do you have straight cash, homie, anywhere? I'm taking San Francisco minus the 10. It's right on the number, 10. They're going to beat Indianapolis up. I think this number goes over, too, because it's not a big number. I want to say
46.5.
Yeah, it's not a big number. If Indianapolis is going to compete, they got to score 20 points. Kaepernick may run for 4 touchdowns in this game because The secondary and the linebackers for the Colts are not only banged up, they're not very good. That's really one of their weakest points. Plus, their offensive line is not protecting Andrew Luck. They've moved some guys around. They've got some injuries.
They did just bring in Trent Richardson.
Yeah, but he doesn't even know the offense yet. And by the way, San Francisco, they can play a little defense. Now, let me tell you this.
Trent Richardson is still
You know about their defensive lineman, the guy that's in a lot of trouble. He's shooting people at parties. He's doing all this stuff. He's one of the two guys with the same last name, Smith, Alden Smith. He's in trouble.
I didn't know that he was shooting.
Yeah,
people.
But guess what? Well, no, a guy is suing him because he say he shot him. I think he shot him in the foot or the leg or something. No big deal. He was just shooting him in the leg.
Yes,
but yeah, he wasn't even trying to hurt him. He just grazed him on the leg.
Just shot him.
But listen, this guy's in a lot of trouble. He may end up getting some league. Punishment sooner or later. Yeah, well, here's the thing. Harbaugh's playing him today. Harbaugh's not going to punish him at all. And Harbaugh's not going to pull guys out like that. I mean, you know, until the guy is proven guilty of something, he's not going to do anything. But the league will come down on this guy really bad. Pretty sure it's Alden Smith. I don't think it's Justin. I think it's Alden Smith. He's like a defensive end for the for the 49ers. But I'm taking the 49ers to win big here. I just don't think Indianapolis goes outside in that stadium and wins or even covers. That is my straight cash play, homie.
Alden Smith in lawsuit over shooting in 2012.
Yeah, and it was a year ago, but like he's still getting in trouble all the time. He's one of these guys that it's almost like he's an Aaron Hernandez wannabe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's starting to act like Aaron. If you start to act like Aaron Hernandez, let me explain to you people. You're in trouble, okay? you got problems. And we don't need any of this stuff. Go ahead. Give me the next game.
The next game would be the Seattle Seahawks minus 19. I guess the Jacksonville Jaguars, the over-under here is 40.5.
You know what? This was my straight cash homie play. Give it to me again.
19?
You know what this line should be, honestly? I mean, if this was an NCAA game, do you know what the line would be? It'd be like 30.
Yeah.
I mean, they just beat San Francisco
by
30 points. You don't think they're going to beat Jacksonville by 20? Pete Carroll, listen, that home, that stadium where Seattle plays,
they sent a Guinness Book of World
Records like a 10 to 14 point advantage for them. Plus, they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, they might as well be called the Jacksonville Teddy Bears. They can't score. They couldn't score in an entire house filled with prostitutes.
Could they score on Maryland?
No, they couldn't score on Maryland. Like West Virginia, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, no, they're better than West Virginia. I got to. Yeah, no, they are. They are. But I'm going to take Seattle's my play. Listen, I made this my play of the year or play of the year so far until another play of the year comes by. I made this my NFC play of the year just because I believe Pete Carroll will not hold Russell Wilson back. And I think Russell Wilson plays till at least the fourth quarter. And I don't even know who their backup is. I know it's not Goofball.
To the Raiders.
Yeah.
Matt Flynn. I don't know who their backup is either.
I think it's probably somebody better than Matt Flynn, because Matt Flynn sucks, to be honest with you. He had one good game in Green Bay, and now the starting quarterback in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, can't even break Matt Flynn's record. He tied it last week against the Redskins. 465 yards, I think, passing he had.
It's Brady Quinn.
Oh, my God. He's terrible.
They have Brady Quinn and Tavares Jackson.
Well, Tavares Jackson will come in because Brady Quinn's got to be a three. Tavares Jackson's got to be the two. Tavares Jackson used to start in Seattle before they got Russell Wilson, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then they released him and they got him back last year, I think. Yeah, they did. Or they re-signed him this year. Yeah, because when they let McCoy go, whatever his name is. Flynn. I get McCoy and Flynn mixed up because they're both Irish. Hello?
Because they both suck.
Yeah, well, they're both not good. Next game, Matthew, please. This is your... Oh, here we go. Cue it up.
Not yet.
Isn't that you? Oh, never mind. I thought I was you.
Don't do this one.
I thought you said you were going to do Denver.
Yeah, we're not on Denver yet.
Though. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't play for this one. This game is... this is the New York Jets.
Rewind.
The New York Jets -2.5 against the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
The over-under here is 38.5.
And by the way, just for all you people back there that have a computer at home, go to my website, brucehallsports.com. Matt, did you put it up? All of my picks are on there for this week. I don't have all of my totals. I'm going to go over the totals when we get done here real quick. What was the game again?
Jets.
See, I'm looking at you and feeling like you.
I feel like
Go ahead.
-2.5 is the Jets over the Bills.
Can I tell you what?
I like the Bills here. Do you?
Yeah, but you know why? They got the better quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, take them. We're taking the Bills, me and Roy, together as a team.
Plus the points.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you may be getting three if you're in New York, because everybody's probably banging the Jets.
Everybody's on the Jets for some
reason. Nobody's banging the Jets.
Nobody.
Good night.
Not even their wives. The next game is the Chicago Bears -2 against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know,
over under here is
Pittsburgh is so bad, I'm taking the Bears.
Me too.
You know what? The Bears play good on the road. Sometimes they don't play so good at home, but I love them in Pittsburgh, because how many teams out there can't wait to play the Pittsburgh Steelers right now? They can't wait, Roy. You understand?
Yeah.
They can't wait. We're taking the Bears, right? Me and you? Okay. When we come back, we're going to go over all of our picks again. I'm going to give you my totals. You've been listening, and we'll be back in a minute. Who we got coming in? We got Kenny Wyman with the Baltimore Ravens. He's not with the Ravens. He's with
105.7
The Fan, 105.7 in Baltimore. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Anita Marks, I know you saw that tweet, okay? You just tweeted out 34 seconds ago, so I know that you saw me tweet it.
Hey, let me do the lines. Huh? When Sean comes on, let me do the lines, because you're like living in Thursday for some reason.
I'm mad.
It's Sunday morning.
I'm mad that she saw that tweet. And
who is Anita Marks? Wasn't that the girl that lied about Clarence Thomas?
No, Anita Marks is a
Oh, that's
fantasy,
Anita Hill.
She's a fantasy football expert for, I don't know, somebody, Fox Sports. Maybe she's on WFAN. I don't know.
Is she good?
She's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, is she really good at fantasy football? I don't care what she looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
I'm married. I don't care about that. I need fantasy football help.
She's good.
And by the way, I activated Russell Wilson and took down Joe Flacco. You'll be pleased.
Well, why would you draft Joe Flacco? I know.
I didn't.
I know.
Yeah, you know why? Because you called me an hour before the damn draft,
I
let the machine draft him. Thank you very much, Roy.
Joe Flacco sucks.
Yeah, you're 2-0 with the auto. I'm 1-1 with the auto draft.
Way to go.
Yeah, thanks.
Great draft, Matt.
Hey, who are you playing today, Roy?
Oh, in our league? I don't know. My phone's dead, and I need to make it.
You know, hey, for all you people out there, for all you young kids that think it's a lot of fun to go out and get drunk on the weekend and stuff, if you have a job, don't do it because you have to go to work and actually act like you know what you're doing.
I woke up today and I thought it was Saturday.
Well, then you would. Then West Virginia would have had
like,
a chance.
I was like, ugh.
Then you'd have to live through that defeat again. Oh, that would be suck. Hey, let me say a couple of things real quick about the games that are coming on today before Sean comes on. Green Bay's at Cincinnati. None of the last five teams that have gone to Cincinnati have scored more than 20 points, and they've only averaged 290 yards. That's a good thing for Cincinnati. Tony Romo against St. Louis has some of the worst records he's ever had. 166 yards passing average, only two touchdowns per game. San Diego has never lost to the Titans ever. So if you're a Charger fan, take them today. They're playing the Titans. Who cares? Cleveland at Minnesota. The Vikings have won four straight in the series. By the way, that wasn't my straight cash, homie. But I have four stars on that game. Tampa Bay at New England. Nothing is stronger than the bromance between Shiano and Belichick. So it doesn't matter. But New England has won its first two games by a total of 5 points. And the Bucs have lost its first two games by a total of three. So when you get a 7-point line, you take the dog. That's what we did. Arizona's at New Orleans. Carson Palmer's 1-2 in New Orleans. He's averaged 280 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions total. Detroit has lost, are you ready for this, 21 in a row in Washington.
Is it really?
This will be their 22nd straight defeat to the Washington Redskins if they lose.
Because the last time they won, it was in Detroit. That's why, right?
It was a long time ago, too, buddy. No.
It was like 3 years ago. They beat the Redskins to snap the initial streak.
No, they've lost 22 straight games against a win visiting Washington. Yeah. You're right.
So the last win.
They can't win here. They've lost playoff games here. They've lost regular season games here. But you got to remember, a lot of the time, Detroit was terrible for a long time. And, oh, by the way, this just in, they're still terrible.
It was like the last time the Lions had beat the Redskins, it was like 91 or something like that.
Hey, the New York Giants have won two straight.
And then they've won.
Hey, I'm talking about something else now,
like
right? I don't know if you noticed this. New York has won two straight in four of their last five meetings against Carolina, including the last two times at Carolina. And we're on the New York Giants, both me and Roy. Houston's at Baltimore. Joe Flacco's 4-1 with 1,048 passing yards versus Houston, including an AFC division playoff win, but I deactivated Flacco and activated my guy in Seattle, Russell Wilson, because Flacco, they're struggling right now. Yeah. They have no tight ends.
You don't want anything to do with Flacco.
Atlanta is at Miami. Atlanta has won the last two meetings, but anything could happen. This is a good game to stay away from. Buffalo is at the New York Jets. CJ Spiller, by the way, has run for a 50-yard average and a touchdown against the Jets. Netted two TD passes. That means nothing. This is going to come down to who wants to win, in my opinion. I would say the defense for the Jets is better. I would say that the offense for Buffalo is better. And Buffalo definitely has the better quarterback. I mean, that's not hard to say. And by the way, Geno Smith, after that loss that West Virginia had in Baltimore yesterday, is looking worse and worse, as far as I'm concerned, because he's from West Virginia. Jacksonville's at Seattle. Seattle outscored their last five home opponents 177-36. But you think 19.5 points is too much? Everybody on TV, hey, get a life. They're going to win by 30 plus. Take Seattle. Chicago's at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh trying to avoid their first 0-3 start since the year 2000 and keep the Bears from their second 3-0 open in 4 years. We both like the Bears.
Yeah, I like the Bears.
You know what? I just think, you know what? Todd Haley and Ben Roethlisberger sooner or later are going to get in a fist fight.
If not today.
I hate Todd Haley. I hate him. And I'm not a big Roethlisberger fan either.
Why did they bring him? I mean, it's not like he did magic
because
in Kansas
City. Father was the executive vice president of the board of the Pittsburgh Steelers for like 30 years. Mr. Haley was. That's why they brought him in. They're a family, remember?
They're a family.
No, they're a family. They don't change. Bill Cowher and this guy, Tomlin, have been the head coaches, and Chuck Knoll have been the head coaches of this team for the last 45 years. They've had three coaches. The Redskins had three coaches in 1 year, didn't they? I mean, didn't we have like Zorn Spurrier and somebody else? Oh, we even had a guy for one game. You know, Rubisky. Jeez, I mean, come on.
We had Joe Gibbs twice.
It wasn't enough to have Joe Gibbs when he was a phenomenal Hall of Famer. The Redskins had Joe Gibbs when he sucked. Which he did. He was pretty bad. And his assistants.
He brought him to the playoffs.
Well, but he was a car guy by then. You know, he's like a racing phenom.
He has won three racing championships.
Yeah, Oakland's at Denver. Darren McFadden, by the way, against last week ran for 129 yards.
Number one rushing attack in all of football is the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, because their quarterback is a running back too. And I got to tell you something. I love the over in that game because Denver is going to beat them, and they're probably going to, they might cover. It's 15 points. That's a lot of points. I like them teased down to 5 with two other teams. And let me just say this, people. I didn't talk about the totals, but let me give you the totals here. The Green Bay-Cincinnati game goes over. San Diego-Tennessee game goes over. I would say Tampa-New England goes under. I would say Arizona-New Orleans goes over. Detroit-Washington is the big play over. That's my 5-star. The Giants should score 35 points by themselves against that pass defense that Carolina's going to put up. I like the over in that game because Cam's going to have to play hard to stay close. Houston-Baltimore, I wouldn't touch it. Atlanta-Miami, I wouldn't touch it. Buffalo-the Jets, that's an under. Indianapolis-San Francisco is going over. We already said that.
Yeah.
Jacksonville-Seattle. Jacksonville's not going to score. You can't take either one.
No.
It could end up being a 41-0. It could be 41-0. And Chicago's at Pittsburgh. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole because Pittsburgh, I think if you took the defense off the field, Steelers could score in 3 plays. I think that's how bad they are. Oakland's at Denver. That goes over. Kansas City, Philly. We were already over that over and we lost it. I did. But that was the only loss I had all week up to
I
now.
I love that Denver game, though.
Do you really?
I like the over and I like Denver.
Okay.
Well, Peyton Manning beat up on his little brother last week in primetime. So why wouldn't he beat up on the Oakland Raiders? Peyton Manning doesn't care. You know, long hair don't care. He does not care who he's playing. He will. Yeah, you don't know that? Long hair don't care? Man, come on. Google something. So I'm just saying, Peyton Manning, it doesn't matter who he's playing. He is going to play the exact same, and he's going to run up the score no matter who it is. Because he doesn't see it as unsportsmanlike. He sees it as Peyton Manning doing his own thing. You know he has himself on his fantasy team, and he is just destroying people. I mean, if you have Peyton Manning on your fantasy team, you have to love this matchup. You have to love the Denver Broncos against the Oakland Raiders.
Hey, let me ask you this. Who do you like as a running back this week? Who do you think is going to have a big week run? You think Adrian Peterson's going to have we got a phone call.
Yeah, I do.
This must be my favorite guy in the world, Sean Salisbury. Sean, is this you, buddy?
Yes.
Hey, it's great to have you. How did your workout with the kids go? Good?
Awesome. Just a lot of good hour, 90 minutes in, and my quarterback had a monster day yesterday. This one did, and it was good today, too. So
yeah,
great to go.
Yeah, you're on the air. Yeah, you're on the air, Sean. I want to let you know. We're going over our NFL picks. I just went over them. What I'm going to do is go back over them, and I'm going to ask you who you like. You can give a little bit of play. I'm going to touch the ones that I like and see which way you want to go on it to see if I'm doing it good. We had a little bit of a talk earlier today about how embarrassing it was. We thought that the NCAA, you have these games that are won by 70 or more points. But then you see who the real class acts are that kind of keep the score down and seem to, you know, like not try to run up a score and how good that makes the other team feel. Why don't you spend 30 seconds or so on that? Because that was some good stuff we were talking about earlier today.
Yeah, and then, you know, you make a great point. I just think schedule, it doesn't, you know, other than the money, winning by 74 points doesn't help anybody. The team that did win didn't learn anything because they played a scrimmage game. The team that lost, their self-esteem went to the crapper, and they're not feeling good about it. But, boy, the ADs and the presidents sure feel good because they got a bigger payday. And I don't like that. I think it's wrong, and I think it needs to be stopped. That being said, when you get a Nick Saban against North Texas, who's a pretty good football team, run the ball, be efficient, not trying to run 4,000 plays and rub it in anybody's face. And now North Texas goes home, and you know what they're saying? We're pretty good.
Yeah.
They can play against teams in their own conference. And Nick's saying, guys, played solid football. We are fundamentally sound. We can play better. They got to play their starters most of the game. I mean, they got people involved, but they still played a good, solid football game. So, their teams won in that game. But when you win 80 to 12 or 76 to 14, I don't know who wins other than the people that are cashing the check. That's why I never want the MP2A or people that are following college football, which I love, to tell me it's not about the money. It's about the money.
Yeah, that's all it's all about, and that's what a lot of these teams changing conferences are all about. Well, we're going to switch real quick to the NFL. There's some good games today. I'm actually heading out of here to go see Washington play Detroit. I don't see, you know, this Redskin team, in my opinion, they're hurting. They're not going anywhere. You and I both agree. I'm pretty sure that Robert Griffin is about 60, 70, maybe 80% of where he was last year. My opinion is that until he starts running the football, they're not even going to have a shot anyway, and their defensive backfield is so bad. I'm just playing the over here. It's 50 points. Do you think this is going to go over? And of both, either side, who do you like, Detroit, or do you like Washington?
Well, I would like to say the Redskins at home. I agree with you on the over. When you got two defenses that will give up points in the secondary,
right?
And you got a Matthew Stafford who wants to throw it, and with Megatron, and you know they know how to get the back involved out of the backfield. I don't think there's any question in my mind this is take the over. Now the Redskins should play better, but you're right. Until Robert Griffin becomes the dual threat, they're limited, and it's obvious. I don't think the NFC East is very good this year. I sure as heck don't think the Redskins are anywhere near what they were last year, because it's amazing to me how one guy influences the energy of the rest of the team. Now, I think RG3 is special. I do. And he will continue to be special, but right now he's not healthy. He's got to work his way into it. I like Detroit in the game just because of the way the Redskins are playing, and the NFC East isn't very good. I'd like to see the Redskins win this football game, but I'd take Detroit, take the over. I just think that Detroit moves the ball around offensively too well against a very, very subpar defense. It's not playing well at all, and especially in the secondary. You get man coverage, look for Stafford. Have a monster day.
No, I agree with you right there. I really do. And if they do win this game, that'll be the first time in 22 tries in Washington that they beat the Redskins. Hey, here's another game, Sean. I know you're gonna like, and I'm gonna be watching it late in the day. San Francisco is hosting Indianapolis out on the field that seems to get wet as the tide rolls in. As you know, you've played out there, I'm sure. It's a tough place to play, that ballpark. Luck's having problems just getting any kind of protection right now. San Francisco coming off an embarrassing, you know, loss up in Seattle. They're minus 10, 10 and a half. I love San Francisco in this spot because I don't think Indianapolis is going to do anything except maybe backdoor some points late in the game. How do you feel about this game?
Couldn't agree more. If the Colts now, I don't know, I haven't heard this morning how much, but I know Chuck Pagano, the Colts coach, said, They didn't get Richardson to sit him on the bench. They're going to get him some touches. That will help play action, and that will help protection a little bit. But, you know, and they'll score because Andrew Luck. The one little sidebar here, not enough people are talking about, is Andrew Luck's kind of going home. It'll be kind of fun for him to go back to what may be his home crowd because he played at Stanford. That being said, you can only ride momentum and that adrenaline for so long. They don't protect him well enough. Richardson will have to have some monster plays in the game. I like 49ers. I think and the biggest problem is, they were humiliated the last time they went on the football field.
The last time
they stepped on the field, they were humiliated, and I fully expect them to take it out on the Colts. I'm with you. I think this is a two-touchdown game for the 49ers at home.
All right, that sounds great. Now, listen, we're going to talk about a game here, but there isn't much to talk about in the game, in my opinion. And it's an old employer of yours. The Minnesota Vikings are minus 7.5 this late over Cleveland. I loved this game when it was 5, when it came out. And I love it more now after they got rid of Richardson and have to be thinking in their locker room, are we supposed to try to win or what are we supposed to do? I mean, first of all, I love Minnesota in this game. I love it when people come up there, and I love Adrian Peterson maybe rushing for a couple of hundred yards against a Browns defense that's obviously going to get tired in this game because they're going to be on the field 35, 40 minutes. Who do you like in this game, and how do you feel about what Cleveland did trading Richardson away?
I think it's a Minnesota blowout. I think Peterson does have a monster day, and I think Ponder is going to play well today as well. I do. I think that he just is efficient. The pressure's not there, and Hoyer's starting. They don't have much of a run game. They don't have a lot of weapons. I think it could get ugly early in this football game, and I think the Vikings are going to pressure with their front all day long. This may be one of those, is about as close to a guarantee, I think, as you can get. Fully expect the Vikings to pound them. I, at first, hated the trade with the Richardson on the Browns' part. I hated what they did. I don't think you give – and he is their best football player. You don't give your best football player offensively to another team. But then I look at it and say, okay, you know, trading a guy that soon in his career when he's – I don't like – we trade a first-round good running back, solid player, our best offensive player for what might be. I know our draft picks are unproven commodities, and we don't know where the Colts are going to pick. But I know why they're doing it. They're doing this to package so they can go – whether they have to trade up in the first round – with two first-rounders or what have you, to get the franchise quarterback. There's absolutely no question that's what they're doing, and Wheaton will not be their starter next year. So they're pushing for this. So I do get that part, but I still, and I'm agree with Mike Holmgren, I don't trade my best player. I just don't. I don't trade my best player unless there's a guarantee involved, a starter and a first-round pick maybe. So while I think Minnesota, Indianapolis wins this, in the long run it may work out, but if you're a veteran on the Browns, you want to win now, and they're not going to win now. So it'll work out in the long run if they get a great quarterback, but it also depends on where with their second first-round pick, where the Colts end up, and it may be two really high ones. So they'll be in a good shape after the season, but right now, I want to win now. Getting rid of Trent Richardson was a mistake, in my opinion.
Well, you know, when Holmgren was there, and we got about 30 seconds until the break, and Sean, I want you to stick around for the last segment because we're almost done, but I love finishing up with you. You give more insight to football games coming up. I'm getting excited, and I got to drive to FedEx Field to see a game here in a minute. But the thing that I don't like about what happened in Cleveland is I don't like the fact that it happened and nobody knew it was happening. Listen, we'll be back in a minute. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback and probably, in my opinion, one of the best gurus on NCAA and NFL games, will be on when we come back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. I've got Sean Salisbury on the line. Sean, thanks for hanging on for us. I want to go to a game which was an AFC playoff game last year where I thought the Houston Texans actually outplayed the Baltimore Ravens, but they lost the game in Baltimore. Houston is now a 2.5-point favorite in Baltimore. Baltimore's just kind of circling the wagons. How do you feel about this game, and who do you think's going to win it?
You know what? If I'm if I was betting on this guy, I don't know if I'd touch this one, Bruce. This kind of scares me.
It's a trap, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The defending Super Bowl champion, a team in Houston that's better, you know, player for player, they're better than the Baltimore Ravens. Coming off haven't played well. Then they're at home. I mean, it's just. To me, it reeks of a Baltimore Ravens win.
Yeah, it does. You wouldn't be surprised if they ran it up.
Yes, it reeks of the Baltimore Raven win. I wouldn't touch it. And my gut is telling me right now that I know what, if they'll pressure Schaub, Matt's not real good when you're hitting him and, you know, pressuring him inside out.
Right.
Not outside in.
Right.
And not giving him room to step up. Texans are a better team. But my gut tells me, first of all, I wouldn't touch it. My gut tells me, though, I think Baltimore wins the football game at home.
You know what?
I think they play better, and I think they win it.
I hope they do, because they really need the shot in the arm. Listen, here's a game you'll like, because, you know, one thing you look for in handicapping is value. When Cincinnati is getting 3 points at their place against a Green Bay team that really doesn't have that good of a defense, in my opinion, that doesn't make sense to me. I figured Cincinnati would be the 3-point favorite, maybe even 3.5, 4. I'm taking Cincinnati here only because it doesn't make sense. But do you think Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers and that offense can score enough points to keep Cincinnati, their offense, off the field and their defense at bay?
You know what? I'm with you. I'll take Cincinnati in this game because I thought it'd almost be a pick 'em.
Yeah.
You know, with the game at home. I don't trust Green Bay's defense enough to think it's Dalton and that team can't move it.
Right.
Now, one thing I know, if you put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands, if he gets enough chances, he's going to hurt you. So they'll move the football, but I also think Cincinnati can. It's a pick 'em, but I like the Bengals at home. Now, Green Bay may win the football game, but points-wise, this is a 28-27 last-minute field goal game. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best all-around quarterback in the NFL, but it may not be enough against Cincinnati on the road. I like the Bengals with the spread on this one.
All right. Hey, that sounds great, and that makes me feel good because that's the way I look. Here's a game that I actually touted this week, and I didn't say which game it was going to be, but it's Seattle and Jacksonville. You know, this is the varsity against the JV. Now, Jacksonville, and you being a former NFL player, have a lot of pride in the NFL in general, you know. And Jacksonville is obviously rebuilding, and Jacksonville obviously has a quarterback problem. And Jacksonville, you know, their defense is okay, but they got a brand new coach, got a brand new coaching staff. If Seattle can win, can beat San Francisco by 30 points, Sean, they can beat Seattle by 30 points. I don't see Pete Carroll, you know, playing games with his point spread. I see him playing Russell Wilson for three quarters, going out to a 31-0 lead, and then maybe taking him out. How do you feel about this game?
This is a bloodbath, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. This is, in football terms, this is about as close to a full-on butt-kicking, one-sided knockout that you can have. This is as big a guarantee as there is at any time this year in the NFL, in my opinion. You got a nasty defense. It's going to be one of those. There's going to be like 8-3 and outs for Jacksonville. I don't think they stand it. This is one of those. I don't believe anybody should quit, but this is a white towel game. Throw in the towel. They are going to get themselves pounded. This will be as close to what we saw in college football yesterday in the NFL. If they gave them 25 points, I'd say take Seattle. The only thing that will stop them is the weather's so bad they can't get a snap. I don't even know what the weather is. Seattle, this is a stone-cold lock. This game will be over by the time you wake up after your halftime beer.
God, I love having you on the show. Hey, listen, Washington-Detroit, we talked about it already because it was a game we wanted to talk about. But one of my two total plays of the entire day, this is the big one. This is the five-star. I really think that it'll be, you know, what Washington has done the first two games, they've gotten beaten up physically and mentally in the first half. And then in the second half, everybody goes soft on them, and it seems like the offense kind of gets it together. This is actually when I made the play, it was 49 points. It was earlier in the week. I love the over. You've already said you like the over here. When D'Angelo Hall, who is a problem in my opinion, I'm not a big D'Angelo Hall fan, to be honest with you.
I understand why.
Yeah, listen, I'm a coach, Sean, first and foremost. Yep. I've been a coach my whole life. I never had a kid that would ever act like that, or I'd have him on the bench. I just, you know, if a kid of mine ever did some of the stuff D'Angelo Hall does, he'd be on the bench. Now, granted, they're professionals.
If he did it like that on a regular basis, he wouldn't be on my team, but that's for another conversation, so.
No, I totally understand. Now, here's the one I think that everybody's going to be surprised with. You got two of the best defensive players in the backfield for the Arizona Cardinals, and the Cardinals have gone through, you know, they got Bruce Arians there. They got a lot of energy. They won last week. I mean, there's a lot of really good things going on in Arizona right now, and they're going to New Orleans. You got Patrick Peterson, who played at LSU. You got Honey Badger. What's his name? Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu or whatever his name is. I call him Honey Badger. They've returned. They're all excited. They're like pumped up to be in New Orleans. Arizona, in my opinion, because their defensive coordinator, I'm pretty sure he left and went somewhere else, and you know who I'm talking about. He ended up
he
did?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll get him back.
Back to the
there you go.
Oh, here we go.
He just went through a bad cell area. Got him. Hey, you there?
I somehow got cut out.
Yeah,
Bruce?
Yeah, no big deal. Now, what I was talking about Bruce Arians, I said there's a lot of positive energy in Arizona. I have a good friend who's a beat guy out there, is a big blogger. His name is Jess Root, and he loves Arizona. I'm taking the over here because Drew Brees is going to continue to get better. It's almost like he and Peyton are back to, they're getting used to each other again. He doesn't have all of the weapons that he had last year and the year before. But it seems to me this game's going to go over 48 easily. Do you agree?
I think this may be the highest scoring game of the day. I really do. I think, and I love Bruce Arians, and I think he'll turn it around. I think he's one of the great gets this offseason, one of the great pickups on the planet, especially he's the best in the coaching ranks as far as pickups, offseason gets. I think Arizona found themselves a good one. Yeah, there's. I think this could be, you know, a game in the 30s by both. Arizona will score some points. Yeah, I mean, and New Orleans will too. I definitely think the over is a guarantee on this one.
Sean, I appreciate having you on. We're at the end of it all. We'll be back next week on AM 1230. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. See you later. Thanks, Sean.